breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's Tuesday, so that means we're going to talk a little tech news, and always glad to talk about the breaking headlines in technology. And there's a lot of stuff that's, you know, kind of given the tenor of the politics and so forth in the world today that are interesting. But I'm always interested in the actual news about the actual technology. So whether or not the president's going to be allowed or not allowed to ban the people he disagrees with on Twitter from his account, which I think he's just another Twitter user like everybody else. He should have the right to ban whoever he wants to. That's not the purpose of this segment. This segment is designed to look at the actual news about the technology itself. So Ari Zoldan, welcome back. Quantum Media, always glad to have you. I'm hearing a lot, and I'm seeing, Ari, in person, a lot of ways that people are using real estate to actually make a little money for in the tech sector. And there's different ways that they're going about this. But, you know, everybody's probably seen the local church or a local house in a certain part of their neighborhood or village where, you know, one of those fake trees goes up and all of a sudden that's a cell tower. But you were telling me before we got on the air that there's people being inventive in all kinds of ways.
Yeah, it's amazing, and this is really what some, you know, we spoke about this in the past on the air, off the air, that we live in such an amazing, all things considered, we live in such an amazing country, and really, you know, when I talk about America as being the land of opportunity, you really need to be here and to experience it. Talking about our overall economy, you know, granted, there's issues. We're still compounded with a lot of foreign debt, but the fact is we're massive consumers of products and services, and that's not going away, which in turn creates this surplus economy where we buy things and they're just not being used. For instance, you know, the real estate market, there are empty apartments when people travel. So technology comes along and says, hey, there's an empty apartment. Why can't someone else use it? And why can't that person be be their own investor and take it into their own hands and say, hey, my apartment is empty half of the year. Let's find somebody from across the globe that can actually offset some of my expenses. Hence comes Airbnb. The same thing with Uber and the evolution of what they've completely transformed the automotive market is, hey, my car's not being used. Why can't I use it to be able to make money? And I think that's very, very special about living in America, where right now the rest of the world hasn't really adopted yet, but that's going to obviously
come. Right. Well, you know, I was thinking about the controversy of both of those technologies, because Airbnb, of course, in here in Manhattan, and even Uber to some degree here in Manhattan, have run into their own kind of buzzsaw roadblocks that politicians don't like, and big unions and big corporations and big groups are trying to keep in check or shut down. But just to give credence to what you were saying, the yellow cab company in New York City now has an app by which you can schedule a ride. I mean, how much more could Uber have transformed the entire universe than to make the... That's like Pepsi forcing Coke to add something to its formula because they were so successful in putting it in their formula.
Right. And, you know, and it's interesting, who would have thought 50 years ago that a company that has no assets, right? Airbnb, we can call it the largest real estate company in the world, doesn't own a single piece of real estate.
Right.
Uber, the largest logistic company in the world, doesn't own one single vehicle. So this new economy is kind of dictating the direction as to where the old economy needs to go. You're right. And I think about the yellow cab, and people, a lot of people invested a lot of money, and my heart does go out to them, to spend $250,000, $300,000 on these medallions.
Yep.
Exactly. And then this tech company, with just a thin layer of technology, completely wiped them out. So I am happy that the yellow cab business is now actually trying to put innovation on the forefront, and hopefully at least they'll somewhat create a level playing field, at least giving them now a new opportunity.
But isn't that, and, you know, I'm a free market conservative, so I believe that competition always does two things. One, it protects the consumer on pricing, so there's more options and less cost for the consumer. But secondly, it continually forces innovation, right? So let's take Airbnb, for example. You've got your empty apartment, but you live in Manhattan or you're here for part of the year, and you don't want to just pay for it to have nothing going on. But when you put your Airbnb apartment in the listing, that not only stimulates growth for people to use you, but it also forces the other hotels around it to consider what their pricing is set at and how that is impacting consumers and why consumers may be looking at an apartment on Airbnb as opposed to staying in a, you know, $700 a night studio suite at a hotel. And when you do that, when you have the continual innovation that keeps refining, you know, Microsoft and Apple, they kind of, you know, kept pushing each other to get better at what they were doing. The point is, the customer is the one that always wins in that environment, usually on the economics, but also in the development of the new technology itself.
You're 100% right. And while you were saying that, Kevin, I was also thinking about, two things. I was thinking about efficiency, right? We're creating an economy where there's less surplus and there's more efficiency. So the unused car, the unused piece of real estate is now being turned and efficiently used. But I also think, you know, you just hit on, you know, competition. I think what's equally important, especially in the tech community, and hopefully it's going to spread, is a lot about collaboration too, right? We first talked about competition, but how about the WeWorks of the world, right? I mean,
sure.
Who would have thought, right, 10 years ago you'd be sitting around with literally your competitors around the table and actually figuring out how to work together. So the collaboration, I think, is equally as important as the competition.
I think you're right. And that's why I love having you on with us. But great conversation. And friends, follow Ari on social media. I normally just promote his company, Quantum Media, but I want you to follow him on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, because he is doing a very interesting series of introducing us to his homeless friends across New York City. And I've been really touched by the series, Ari, and I want people to be aware of that, and I want them to kind of check that out and see what you're doing and how you're inspiring others to create a more humane world around you. And I just wanted to give you public kudos on that.
You're very kind. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you again.
You're welcome. All right. See you next Tuesday. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.